Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for autumn 2021 and is presented to you by readers Sharon and Jenny and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we're making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: Green Borough. Maintaining an attractive and sustainable environment that residents value and which can allow residents and businesses to thrive. Health and well-being. Improving health and well-being and enabling, supporting and creating sustainable communities. We want all our residents and people working in the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives. Economy. Securing sustainable economic growth, high and stable employment, and a shared prosperity for residents. It's about ensuring every one of us has a good standard of living in strong, safe, sustainable communities. Housing and development. Creating homes and communities to meet residents' needs. To help support a buoyant housing market, it is essential that there is a sufficient supply of suitable, high-quality homes that can meet the diverse needs of residents. Building new homes and communities provides opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet their changing needs.
£3.3 million investment for Itchen Valley Country Park. Family favourite to benefit from exciting new features. A £3.3 million cash injection will make one of Eastleigh Borough's most popular green spaces even better. Itchen Valley Country Park in West End will see a range of improvements designed to enhance its appeal as a local amenity for residents' enjoyment, relaxation and recreation. Exciting new features will include a community building to replace the Kingfisher Barn, a central events and welcoming space in the Highwood Barn, a covered outdoor seating area for cafe customers, upgraded play equipment and improved barbecue and picnic areas, together with additional toilets, better parking and the relocation of a road to route vehicles away from park users. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "Itchen Valley Country Park is already a wonderful open space and this funding will make it even better as a visitor attraction and as a green oasis where people can enjoy the physical and mental health benefits of the natural environment. The improvements will underpin our aim of creating high-quality recreational space that contributes to the well-being of borough residents. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP.
Greener Borough. Let's make Eastleigh a leafier place to live. Plant a tree for future generations. Residents will soon be able to sponsor a new tree in the borough as part of our aim to have 160,000 more trees by the year 2030. The sponsorship scheme, called Plant Eastleigh, is due to launch in time for tree planting season in November. We're already growing a variety of native species at our tree nursery in Horton Heath, ready to be planted out into the borough. Planting a tree has long been a way to mark the birth of a child, the passing of a loved one, or a special occasion such as a wedding anniversary. Sponsorship will start at around £10, which will pay for a whip, that's a young tree, to be planted in one of our designated planting locations. Sponsors will be invited to attend a planting day to help put the tree in the ground and will be able to download a certificate. Trees absorb carbon dioxide, provide vital wildlife habitats, and improve our well-being. So sponsoring a tree is a great way to play your part in creating a green legacy for future generations to enjoy. To keep up to date, subscribe to our email list at eastleigh.gov.uk/weeklynews. Success for green energy schemes. Hundreds of households are set to install green energy solutions this year, thanks to two schemes supported by the council. Grant funding from the Green Homes Grant Local Area Delivery Scheme has been approved for 103 households to install measures such as air source heat pumps, solar PV panels, and wall insulation. The scheme was aimed at people on lower incomes whose properties had a lower energy efficiency rating. Earlier in the year, 138 borough households accepted offers from a Hampshire-wide group solar panel purchasing scheme. The Solar Together scheme involved registered residents using their combined purchasing power to buy solar panels and battery storage at a reduced cost. Cabinet Member for the Environment, Councillor Rupert Curl, said, "It's fantastic to see our residents embracing these green energy schemes to generate their own power and reduce carbon emissions."
Council Safeguard Solar Farm. A 25,000 panel site reinforces commitment to sustainable development. The Borough Council has greatly extended its solar power generating portfolio with the purchase of a 6.3 megawatt solar farm at the heart of the One Horton Heath, OHH, community. The 34-acre solar farm, which produces around 6 million kilowatt hours of power per year, is a key part of the OHH development and underlines our commitment to delivering an environmentally sustainable development with less reliance on fossil fuels. The purchase protects both the solar farm and the land, and it will also allow us to make much more efficient use of the land and ensure important highway infrastructure can be provided in a more effective way. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "Sustainability and innovation are at the heart of our ambitions for OHH, and this acquisition underlines our commitment to tackling the climate and environment emergency and promoting a carbon-neutral borough by 2030. He added, "It is planned that the 355-acre sustainable mixed-use OHH scheme will create a neighbourhood which supports green and sustainable lifestyles for all." Find out more about One Horton Heath at website onehortonheath.co.uk. Eastleigh NCT Cloth Nappy Library. Eastleigh Cloth Nappy Library is a volunteer-run charity that offers a range of different reusable nappy kits to help parents who want to avoid using disposable nappies and help reduce the amount of waste in the borough. Kits are available for parents to hire on a trial basis before deciding whether to buy the kits at a later date. They also provide a couple of long-term loan kits in various sizes. The service also includes reusable baby wipes alongside the cloth nappies. Organisers offer the kits for a small fee and a refundable deposit. The volunteers at this service are hoping to reach out to more deprived areas of the wider community by offering some kits to families that might be struggling financially, especially families affected by the pandemic. Visit website eastleighcloth nappy library.myturn.com/library.
Sustainable travel and biodiversity consultations. As part of our commitment to tackling the climate crisis and biodiversity loss, we will soon be consulting on two important strategy updates: sustainable transport and biodiversity. We've also recently promoted consultations by Hampshire County Council on new cycle lanes and a mobility hub in Eastleigh. To make sure you don't miss the opportunity to make your voice heard, please subscribe to our email list for updates at eastleigh.gov.uk/weeklynews. 5 ways to reduce your waste. By reducing and reusing what we can buy, we can reduce unnecessary waste, lessen our impact on the environment, and save ourselves some money. Here are some helpful tips. Don't waste food. Food makes up a substantial amount of what we throw away, but it doesn't have to. planning meals, sticking to a shopping list, freezing leftovers, and going by use of dates rather than best before are all sensible ways to cut back on food waste. Love Food, Hate Waste has some tasty recipes to make better use of leftovers, while apps like Too Good To Go and Olio help stop food from retailers and neighbours going to waste. Buy items that are made to last. Avoiding so-called fast fashion and instead investing in items that are made to last could be one way of reducing your carbon footprint and saving money in the long run. If something gets damaged, bring out the sewing machine or ask for help from a practical friend or family member to make a repair. Purchase less stuff. By thinking carefully about whether we really need an item, we can avoid buyer's remorse, reduce clutter in our homes, save money, and help the planet at the same time. Helpful tips include: delay before making an impulse buy, only shop when you need something, gift experiences like a cookery course rather than material objects, and treasure what you have.
Make a single use a double use. Before throwing something out, think about whether it could have a second use. Here are some handy ideas. Jam jars to store screws and other small items. Using butter wrappers to grease a baking tray. Bread bags as nappy bin liners. Toothbrushes for cleaning in between tiles. Junk mail as scrap paper. Yogurt pots as seedling pots. Avoid single-use plastics. There are lots of ways we can avoid single-use plastics, including carry a bag for life, drink bottle and or coffee cup out with you. Say no to plastic straws and coffee stirrers. Use compostable bamboo toothbrushes instead of plastic ones. Use bars of soap, shampoo and conditioner rather than bottles. Give children wooden colouring pencils instead of plastic felt tip pens. Take your own containers along to a local refill station. For more ways to reduce, reuse and recycle your waste, visit website easily.gov.uk/waste-bins-and-recycling/recycle-more/avoiding-waste. Don't waste time on a trip to the tip. Save time and keep your car clean. Join over 23,000 other borough households and sign up to our garden waste scheme. Have your garden waste collected every fortnight from your curbside and avoid the queues at the tip for a half yearly fee of just £30.50, 1st of October 2021 to the 31st of March 2022. To sign up, visit easterly.gov.uk/garden-waste.
Countryside. Habitat improvement works for Monk's Brook. Work to improve natural habitats around Monk's Brook will get underway this autumn. Monk's Brook runs from Hursley through Chandlersford and Eastleigh before meeting the River Itchen at Wood Mill. The 12-kilometre-long waterway is an important wildlife corridor. A joint project between the Council and the Wessex Rivers Trust will thin dense tree cover and encourage more aquatic plants, as well as birds, including kingfishers, egrets and herons, and other wildlife. The brook boasts the Itchen's main run of sea trout, and newly created pools will provide a refuge for other fish species. Over the years, work to straighten and deepen the brook for highways and flood defences have detracted from its ecological value, and these works will help to re-establish it. For more information, visit website wessexrt.org.uk. Project to clear unwelcome plant species. Plants such as Himalayan balsam or water fern may look very attractive around local waterways like the River Itchen or Monk's Brook, but they can present serious problems to the local ecology by crowding out other plant species and hindering flood prevention measures. In recent years, an army of willing volunteers has been working with the council to clear these fast-growing species, and a new project will support their future efforts. The council has been awarded grant funding from Portsmouth Water and others to tackle these destructive plants and is working with the Wessex River Trust, the Environment Agency, the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust and others in a coordinated test and itchin invasive non-native species known as INNS, INNS project. The money will be used to tackle the problem around Itchin Valley Country Park and upstream watercourses in Bishopstoke and Fair Oak, and will enable control work to continue along the Monk's Brook in Chandler's Ford and Eastleigh. The project will map INNS to see what species are present and will then come up with a management plan. If you'd like to volunteer and get involved, please email countrysidevolunteers, that's all one word, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
IVCP Photo Competition. Itchin Valley Country Park encourage their visitors to showcase their creative side by holding a photography competition. It was free to enter within three age groups, and the Country Parks team wanted to challenge those with a keen eye to work within the themes of wildlife, creative in nature, and landscapes. Submissions were judged by the viewfinders of Romsey Camera Club, and the 12 winners' photos will be showcased in a photography exhibition at the park in September.
Health and well-being. Park Sport Roundup. Park Sport 2021 programme helps young people reconnect with sports and with each other this summer. The annual Park Sport went ahead across the borough, and even more children were able to take part this year, with 5 to 7-year-olds also welcomed. 5 to 16-year-olds enjoyed 5 skate jams, 112 activity sessions from archery to golf, 15 Nerf events and 75 free swimming slots over the summer holidays. The Mystery Solvers GPS Challenge launched in August and will be available until the end of autumn half term. Park Sport is funded by the Borough Council Sportworks, as well as the local area committees, parish and town council, and supported by a broad range of partners, including sports clubs, activity providers and facilities, enabling activities to be highly subsidised. Cabinet Member for Health and Social Policy, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "We're excited to see so many of the borough's children and young people taking part and benefiting from the great Park Sport programme. We continue to ensure we support residents with a healthy lifestyle and improve well-being as we emerge from the pandemic. If you took part in any activities, please provide feedback at eastleigh.gov.uk/parksport. Connect for Communities Success. The Borough Council was successful in our bid for the Marcus Rashford-inspired Holidays, Activities and Food Programme at 2 top venues in the borough. Free family fun days for 3 to 10-year-olds took place over the summer, with 400 children and parent carers attending events at Itchin Valley Country Park. Free bus transport from the north and south of the borough was also provided. The social, a hangout for 11 to 16-year-olds, also took place over the summer in the outdoor space at The Point, Eastleigh. Activities included a craft, physical and nutrition activity, as well as a free 2-course meal, thanks to food donations from Bid Food, Innocence and Proper Corn. The Connect for Communities project was funded by the Department for Education through Hampshire County Council with partners Zellabus, One Community, Arts Council England and Groundwork.
Affordable apartments available in extra care housing schemes. Extra care housing is the latest development in care for older people offered by Hampshire County Council in partnership with Eastleigh Borough Council and Vivid Homes. Extra care accommodation allows older people to live their lives actively and independently in self-contained accommodation with a tenancy. Care staff are based on site and available 24 hours a day to provide planned care and support and to respond to the case of emergencies. Extra care is different from residential care as it offers people their own flat in a safe and supportive environment in buildings close to local facilities. You have your own home and front door, so family and friends are free to visit when they wish. Some schemes also have guest suites available should your family wish to stay for a few days. Schemes have shared facilities such as restaurants, hairdressers, lounges and gardens, and social activities are arranged by care staff and resident groups, which you can choose to join if you wish. There are lots of opportunities for informal socialising too, and living in extra care is a great way to make new friends without compromising your independence. Couples can move to extra care and remain together, and some properties have two bedrooms. Extra care housing is an option for applicants aged over 55 who have a housing need, are registered on Hampshire Home Choice, and have a care and support need as assessed by Adults Health and Care. The borough has three schemes in Chandler's Ford: Surrey Court, Fernhill and Rowan Court, a specific dementia unit, and Laburnum House in Hedge End. There are currently vacancies within schemes, and Hampshire County Council has a dedicated team of extra care advisers available to help you to decide whether extra care housing is the right choice for you or your loved one. For more information, please visit website hants.gov.uk/extra care housing or email extracare@hants.gov.uk.
New open space and sports facilities for Hedge End. A new open space and grass sports pitches at Hedge End are underway. The area will be known as Berrywood Fields. The scheme will provide three grassed pitches and a new public open space to the east of Berrywood Primary School, with new footpaths, landscaping and enhanced biodiversity for local people to enjoy. Work will also start on the area's first full-size floodlit 3G artificial football pitch as part of the neighbouring Deer Park School on Woodhouse Lane. These facilities will also be available for the wider community to use. Chair of Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee, Councillor Cynthia Garten, said, "It's fantastic to officially get this exciting new scheme started. The provision of these much-needed local community sports facilities will provide opportunities for local people to be more active, improve their physical and mental well-being, as well as encouraging greater social interaction." She added, "I'm also pleased that these facilities will provide Hedge End Rangers with a place they can call home instead of having to travel to many different facilities for matches and training." Outdoor Learning Centre opens. Local young people up to the age of 25 can now enjoy a variety of exciting outdoor activity programmes at the Youth Options Outdoor Learning Centre, Eastleigh. The new centre helps to engage young people with nature as a way to develop their social and emotional capabilities, engage with learning and make positive life choices. The site consists of forest school sites, a wooded area and two polytunnels to deliver horticultural programmes and a classroom. Children and young people are already using the site, with programmes to support young carers, young people with long-term health conditions and children in care. Jamie Boyd, Outdoor Learning Manager at Youth Options, said, "We are so excited to be able to offer young people from urban backgrounds the opportunity to connect with nature locally. The impact the outdoors can have on mental and physical well-being is huge. This is even more important post-pandemic after long periods indoors. We're also incredibly grateful to all the funders, supporters and organisations who made this possible." For more details, visit website youthoptions.co.uk.
Make sure you have your flu vaccine this autumn. Every year, the NHS offers the most vulnerable people a free flu vaccination, and it's really important that you take it if offered. The flu vaccine provides safe and effective protection against the virus, and you should have it every year, but especially while COVID-19 is still circulating. It is possible to get flu and coronavirus at the same time, which could have very dangerous consequences, especially for people who are over 50, pregnant, or who suffer from certain health conditions. the NHS also offers free flu vaccines to carers, frontline health or social care workers, and those who live with people who are at high risk. As we head into autumn, make sure you follow the national guidance and get your flu vaccine as soon as it's offered. For more details, visit website nhs.uk/conditions/vaccinations/flu-influenza-vaccine. New play area and mugger opens at Borley Park. A new play area and multi-use games area, mugger, has been installed and are being enjoyed at Borley Park, Borley Green. The new play area provides a safe, fun and challenging experience for children up to 12 years of age. It centres around a multi-activity unit that includes a tunnel, snake seesaw, swings, circular trampoline and a wheelchair accessible roundabout. The new mugger has an all-weather surface and is most suited to football. The goals are set into the fencing, so there is no time wasted assembling goalposts. It is free to use from 7am to 7pm throughout the week. Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Cynthia Garton, said, "I am so pleased to open these fantastic new play facilities in Borley Park. These will provide local children in the area with the chance to enjoy a range of play equipment and an informal kickabout area in a safe environment, which also encourages them to keep active."
We are undefeatable. The Borough Council is looking at how the pandemic has affected those with long-term conditions. This will inform localised measures to encourage physical activity to support and improve their health. Funding from the COVID-19 Clinically Extremely Vulnerable Support Fund has allowed us to survey residents with the aim of improving targeted provision. Those registered as clinically extremely vulnerable will be contacted directly, but we would like anyone who has a long-term health condition to complete the survey. We Are Undefeatable is a national multi-partner campaign to support people with a range of long-term health conditions. It encourages people to find ways to be active that work with each person's conditions, not against them. We have engaged locally with We Are Undefeatable Eastleigh by amplifying the national campaign and sharing stories from those who work and live in the borough. Long-term conditions represented so far have been sarcoidosis, psoriatic arthritis, and myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME. To complete the survey or read the local stories, please visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/WAU, and that's in capital letters. The WAU is capital letters. Have your say on sport and physical activity in the borough. We're in the process of developing a new sport and active lifestyle strategy. We welcome views from members of the public, agencies, businesses and community organisations on how important physical activity is to you and what opportunities there are to increase participation in sport and physical activity in Eastleigh. Your feedback will help shape the priorities for the strategy and support our vision to improve the health and well-being of people who live and work in the borough. Complete the survey at website eastleigh.gov.uk/physical-activity-survey. New play area at Barnfield, Burselton. Local children are enjoying a new play area installed in July on the Latitude area at the new development in Burselton. The play area is to be used for children up to 12 years of age and includes a range of play equipment including wheelchair accessible roundabout, rotoroka spinner, vippy seesaw and a multi-unit log snake weaver. The play area was funded by the developer as part of the community benefits.
Homelessness. Although homelessness levels are generally low in the borough, even one is considered too many for the council's housing team, who have successfully bid for a share of the government's Rough Sleepers Initiative Fund. As part of the government's Everyone In initiative launched in March 2020 in response to COVID-19, The team provided 51 individuals at risk of rough sleeping with emergency accommodation. There are concerns over the increase in homelessness as COVID financial support, such as furlough and grants, comes to an end. The housing team has achieved £68,000 of funding support for rough sleepers and those at risk of rough sleeping. This funding will be used to support individuals in a variety of ways, including provision of winter emergency accommodation, personalised budgets to secure and maintain housing, and an extensive tenancy training programme to support those aged 16 to 35 to secure a tenancy. In addition, there will be a campaign later in the autumn to raise awareness of the support available, how to access it, and the best way for residents to let us know if they have concerns for someone's welfare. Lifeline from One Community. Feel safe at home with a Lifeline. Our emergency panic alarm system is a telephone-linked support service designed to maintain a safer lifestyle and the independence of clients while bringing peace of mind to relatives and carers, all from the touch of a button. Prices from £3.65 per week. Please call a member of the options team on 023 8090 2417 for more information. Quote Lifeline 5 for £5 off installation, valid until 31st of December 2021. One Community's registered address is 75 Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO50 9DQ.
Economy. Welcome back, Fund. Supporting local businesses. The work of the Council's Reopening High Street Safely Fund, RHSSF, team has been extended and is continuing under the name of the Welcome Back Fund. We've been awarded £183,435 from the European Regional Development Fund, the ERDF, to support the safe return to high streets and help build back better from the pandemic. This new funding builds on the £118,000 RHSSF previously allocated in 2020. The funding supports additional measures to create and promote a safe environment for local trade, particularly in the borough's high streets, as they continue to reopen after the impact of the COVID-19 crisis. The funding will be used to invest in the look and feel of these areas and make them welcoming to visitors, in addition to essential signage and the possible improvement of green spaces. The work, carried out alongside community partners and stakeholders, will include campaigns and events to boost footfall. The work will also support local businesses as they investigate how improvements could assist in future-proofing local high streets, with the aim of securing sustainable growth and long-term regeneration. Borough Gift Card. To mark the launch of our Eastleigh Borough Gift Card, we ran a competition that encouraged businesses to sign up to the gift card scheme. Pat's Sandwich Bar in Eastleigh was the business selected at random to win a gift card loaded with £250. Linda Barham from Pat's Sandwich Bar said, "We're delighted to receive the prize and happy to be part of something that will help Eastleigh's future coming out of these awful times. The gift card scheme will hopefully bring people out to shop in Eastleigh. We'll be using our prize card to shop locally so that it will help local businesses." If you run a business in the borough, there's still time to join the growing list of companies included in the scheme. The gift card is available to all businesses across the towns and villages in the borough and is a great gift idea for residents to purchase for friends and family, promoting the idea of people shopping locally. Customers can load the card with several fixed amounts starting from £10. The card will then be redeemable in any of the retail, leisure and hospitality venues that have signed up to the scheme across the borough. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/borough gift card.
Business grants success. Local company Scenery Solutions benefited from one of the Borough Council's additional restrictions grants, aimed to help businesses that were severely impacted during the pandemic. The company specialises in the hire of theatrical scenery and props to both professional and amateur theatre, and hiring items to schools, corporate events, film and television productions all over the country. With the closure of schools and theatres and many film and television productions suspended, company owner Alec Leach knew they were going to struggle. In March last year, we were enjoying our best period of sales and things were going really well. Then lockdown was announced and every single call and email was a cancellation or an indefinite postponement. We knew we were in for a really rough time. For 6 months, we had no communication at all from customers and bills were still coming in, so I was really nervous. The furlough scheme meant we could retain our staff, but the biggest question was how would I pay the rent? I knew if we could keep our building, we would be able to carry on trading as our stock is what keeps us in business. The council grant paid our rent, which has kept us going. We recently supplied a free set to the first two amateur shows to take place at The Point in Eastleigh as a thank you. We are still struggling, and we will be for a while yet until theatres reopen properly, but we're getting inquiries and we have not had any job losses. Find out more at website scenerysolutions.co.uk. Win £100 with Loyal Free app. Visit Eastleigh, Eastleigh BID, which is in capital letters, are delighted to announce the launch of a fantastic new Loyal Free app offering discounts, exclusive deals, digital loyalty schemes and exciting events for you to enjoy in Eastleigh Town Centre. This wonderful app can help you save money at local shops, cafes, businesses and more. It even has a Trails functionality to help you experience places in an interactive way. Other useful information, such as parking spots, is also available. Download the free app today and you could win £100 worth of gift vouchers, £20 each from The Point Cafe, Mobile Booth, The Entertainer, Artisan and Slice Hair. The closing date for the competition is the 30th of September 2021. Simply search for Loyal Free on the App Store or visit loyalfree.co.uk for further details.
Gems a stone's throw away. We're celebrating retail gems and highlighting some of the incredible businesses which can be found in every corner of the Eastleigh Borough. If you are a fan of a borough business, you can nominate it as a gem by emailing RHSS, that's in capital letters, at eastleigh.gov.uk. Chandler's Ford, Hursley Cafe Malik. Usmanov runs Hursley Cafe in Hursley Road. The cafe is especially well known for breakfasts and very popular thick milkshakes. Waffles and cream. This colourful cafe in Fryan Arcade is run by local resident Hannah and recently celebrated its second birthday. The extensive menu includes toasties and paninis in addition to waffles, milkshakes and churros. LA Dog Grooming. LA Dog Grooming Salon and Pet Spa is owned by Anna, Amy and Lorraine, who met via dog grooming and decided to set up business together. Bridge Beauty. Hannah has been at her current site in Hursley Road for 9 years, offering treatments, massages with Dreamtime teas for afters, shellac nails, extensions and more. The Munchbox. The Munchbox in Bournemouth Road is run by Angie and Kay, who've been serving fresh sandwiches and buffet lunches for meetings and businesses for nearly 20 years. They offer a comprehensive range of lunch options with every kind of sandwich you can think of, including vegetarian and vegan, in addition to specials such as chicken madras boxes. Bay Leaves Larder. Owner Sarah has spent the last 13 years working to bring the best of the county's food and drink to her community, alongside homemade smoothies, hot drinks, cakes and fudge. The business has added an environmentally friendly refill station for cleaning products, and it's already proving popular.
D&G Hardware. The warm welcome at D&G Hardware, which has remained open throughout the pandemic as an essential retailer, is appreciated by its customers, including John T., who has nominated it as a gem. It's an amazing and very useful shop that sells almost any household product you could imagine and manned by very friendly staff. Base Body Pilates. Jade from Base Body Pilates in the Central Precinct has certainly had a very busy few years. Since taking over the former Loft Pilates studio in July 2017, she's married, become a mum, and moved premises to a street-facing lot. Jade said, "When I took over, all the teachers left, but I learned on the job, and supported by class participants who responded to me as a person, I built the business up. Over the years, we've been able to develop a method which adapts to the person in front of us. It's not a one-size-fits-all and offers restoration, rehabilitation from injury, and more dynamic workouts too." Hamble, the River Rat. This popular Hamble restaurant is run by sisters Laura and Sarah. They took over the River Rat in summer 2019 to offer a unique dining experience at the top of the cobbled high street. The venue, which also has a garden, an outdoor barbecue and bar space, offers popular theme nights, and during lockdown, they adapted to sell themed takeaway meals. Paella and French night were popular. Sea Sky. Sea Sky is run by Debbie and Susie, who had only met a few times before they went into business 6 years ago. They used the lockdowns to develop their website and focused on their bright shop window, altering its content to cheer up anyone who walked past on daily exercise. They showcase the work of local artists, and a local super yacht rigger makes the dog leads they sell. Pirate Pasties. The Cornish colours of the Pirate Pasties flag stands out on Hamble's High Street. Owner Hulia, who runs the business with her Cornish husband Marcus, dreamt of selling freshly baked award-winning pasties from Red Ruth in their adopted home county of Hampshire.
Hedge End, the flower shop. Owner Sonia and her team have been working hard during the pandemic to accommodate contactless deliveries and click and collect. They are occasion flowers, balloons, teddies, vases, gift cards, chocolates and fruit have brought smiles to faces during this very difficult time. West End, Beale's Gents Hairdressers. Bob Richmond and the team at Beale's Gents Hairdressers have been serving the local community since 2002, and Bob has become a very well-known local. Botley, Mermaids of Botley. During lockdown, the team at Traditional Deli Mermaids of Botley served at the door behind a screen and offered graze boxes, afternoon teas and cheese boxes via their website, delivering to the local area. Owner Jono says, "Being on the beautiful high street, we wanted to look and feel of the shop to be traditional and as if it's always been there. Whilst delivery allowed us to continue reaching customers during lockdown, for a small independent shop, you can never deliver as many times in a day as you would have customers visit you at the shop. So, although it was a lifeline, like many businesses, we are glad to be welcoming people back in." Botley MTB. Local man Kevin had the idea for Bike Shop Botley MTB during the first lockdown in June 2020. Just a few months later, it was a reality on Botley's High Street. The Considerate Carnivore. The business specialises in ethical meat, sustainably sourced from high-welfare British farms, which the local team of Rowan and Lewis, plus Butcher Harry, visit in person to see how the animals are being reared. Customers have flocked to their shop, opposite the Botley Brewery and Hidden Tap at Botley Mill, with whom the trio have already teamed up for the range of ready meals and products, such as the 5-week dry-aged steak.
Eastleigh, Blue Butterfly Studios. Amy Fern was about to celebrate the first anniversary of Blue Butterfly Studios in the town centre when COVID happened. Amy, who has been teaching dance for over 15 years, had a dream of building a community hub right in the heart of town. With the help of her family, the studio was built by her husband and has branding designed by her brother's company, Diguru, she transformed Unit 1 of the Swan Centre, Eastleigh. Now, in addition to 3 dance studios and rentable space, it has a cafe and the Blue Butterfly Beauty Salon. The Hog Shack. The Hog Shack began 10 years ago in Pete's back garden with a barbecue and hog roast before he opened in his current location in April 2019. It sells award-winning products including faggots, sausages, black pudding and bacon, as well as coffee and quality tray bakes. Their Biscoff flapjacks and Marmite sausages are firm favourites. Good Companions. Good Companions in Leigh Road is run by Claire and Dan with a little help from their young son Theo. This family pub has been operating for almost 3 years and enjoyed a fantastic first 18 months before COVID hit. They used lockdowns to completely revamp, renovate and repaint the premises inside and out, improving their large outdoor space to the rear of the premises. The area already had a safe and secure play space and a dog water bowl to cater for any canine customers. Artisan Mies Bar. Artisan Mies Bar in the High Street is run by Hassan, who has lived in Eastleigh for 25 years and feels very passionate about the town, so much so that he opened sister restaurant EVI Bakehouse opposite Artisan during lockdowns. Run by his son Oz, Evie serves fresh pizzas made by Italian chef Andrea, fired in the vast Gosney oven.
Cozy Cafe. Cozy Cafe in Market Street is run by Alex, who's been there for 7 years since starting off in the business as an older teenager. He's very passionate about achieving the highest standards for the popular town centre venue. Alex said, "Lockdowns were so tough, but we used the opportunity to fully refurbish the entire cafe and kitchen space, and our regulars love it. It's also brought in some new customers, which is fantastic." Candy Room. Kirsty and her team in Candy Room Sweet Shop support their enticing in-store offering with their bright and informative website and a comprehensive delivery service, ensuring that no one misses out on their favourite treats. The range of delivery options include same-day delivery within 5 miles of the shop, nationwide UK next working day, and click and collect. Shop Equality. Sue Hunt has been a familiar face in Central Eastleigh for 10 years, running Shop Equality, selling a wide range of fair trade products, edibles, socks, toys, beauty products and much more, and offering a refill station. Sue said, "I've always had a passion for fair trade, ever since I found out that 95% of coffee farmers live in poverty. It didn't make any sense to me, so that's how it all started. I like to think that people always find something unique and different in the shop. Just buy one thing that's fair trade. It will be a small change for you, but it will make a massive difference to someone else. None of us can change the world overnight, but we can all change one thing."
What's on? Eastleigh Unwrapped is back. Unwrapped, the gift of shared live experience as Unwrapped returns. For the first time, this free arts festival will spill across 2 dates and 2 locations. Join in with the family feel on the weekend of Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of September as The Point presents high-quality, hand-picked live performances in Eastleigh Town Centre and Hedge End. Keep an eye out for the Merrymaker and his one-minute rap on a three-wheeled trike. Follow the puppet van's quest to find the pinkest pink paint on the planet and join in a foot-stomping Kaylee as The Point welcomes back Folk Dance Remixed with their Folk Street Dance Fusion. There will be much more fun in store too. Eastleigh Unwrapped is supported by Arts Council England and Eastleigh Borough Council. For more information, visit website eastleighunwrapped.com, #EastleighUnwrapped or facebook.com/EastleighUnwrapped. The Point. Mark Thomas, 50 Things About Us, on the 24th of September at 8 p.m. A mix of storytelling, stand-up, mischief and really, really well-researched material to examine how we have come to inhabit this divided wasteland that some of us call the United Kingdom. Ed Byrne, If I'm Honest, 22nd of October at 8 p.m. Join Ed as he takes a long, hard look at himself and tries to decide if he has any traits that are worth passing on to his children. For more info or to book, visit website thepointeastleigh.co.uk.
The Berry Theatre. Not Lady Chatterley's Lover, 2nd of October, 7:30 p.m. A Mel Brooks-style parody following the storyline of the classic D.H. Lawrence novel, but with a few twists. One Snowy Night, 10th to the 30th of December. Presented by Slot Machine Theatre. This includes school performances, relaxed performances and socially distanced shows, along with our perfect post-school snuggle shows. Come dressed in your pyjamas, ready to go home and drift off to bed. For more info or to book, visit website theberrytheatre, that's all one word, .co.uk. Eastleigh Film Festival. Eastleigh Film Festival is back for 2021 from Monday the 13th to Saturday the 18th of September, with screenings once again taking place in unique and unusual locations across the borough. The festival's headline event returns to the dark woods of Itchen Valley Country Park for immersive screenings of A Quiet Place 2 and The Descent. New locations for this year include Barton Peveril College and Crestwood School, which will be showing American high school cult classic The Breakfast Club and Bo Burnham's brilliant Eighth Grade. Get ready for a wedding celebration and buffet with the wedding singer at the Concord Club. Experience 2021 Academy Award winners Nomadland and Sound of Metal the way they were meant to be seen on the big screen at The Point, which will also host the festival's opening night, featuring a once-in-a-lifetime concert event with Mick Fleetwood and friends, recorded live at London Palladium in 2020. For more information, visit the website Eastleigh Film Festival, that's all one word, .com or Facebook at Eastleigh Film Festival. October half-term activities. Saturday the 23rd of October to Sunday the 31st of October. Come along to Itchen Valley Country Park for a spooktacular time in the woods. Try our spooky Halloween trail throughout the week. Listen to nighttime storytelling or, if you dare, take part in the Dark Woods Trail on Halloween, 31st of October. Some events are bookable in advance, so visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP for more details or follow us on Facebook at Itchen Valley Country Park.
Your Council. Remembrance Poppies Return. The Council will again be installing two large poppies on the bandstand ahead of Remembrance Day as we celebrate 100 years of the Royal British Legion, RBL. The poppies will provide a very visual sign of support for this year's remembrance. Local people will again have the opportunity to tie a poppy onto the bandstand to show their support and respect. 1,000 poppies have already been knitted and will be on sale in Eastleigh Town Centre before Remembrance Sunday, the 14th of November, raising money for the Royal British Legion as it celebrates its centenary. The poppies were knitted by Hookers and Clickers, a national charitable organisation of like-minded people that knit and crochet in support of various charities. A number of local branches of the Women's Institute are also making knitted, crocheted and sewn poppies. Local people can also make their own poppies as we hope to turn the bandstand red. Remembering some of our local heroes. Over the last 100 years, the RBL have been providing financial, social and emotional care and support to all members of the British Armed Forces, past and present, together with their families. We are keen to recognise many of the local people whose names are commemorated on the War Memorial in Lay Road by providing a photo and some more details about them so that we can tell others about what they did. If you have some details that you are happy to provide, contact steve.collins@eastleigh.gov.uk or telephone 023 8068 8205. A festival of remembrance is taking place on Saturday the 30th of October at The Point, Eastleigh. Tickets will be available from thepointeastleigh.co.uk or ring 023 8065 2333. Council consults on taxis policy. The Council wants your views on rules for taxi and private hire drivers in the borough. It is carrying out a public consultation towards producing a taxi licensing policy that will cover a range of areas, including DBS, disclosure and barring service, checks, safeguarding, training to support and protect vulnerable passengers, driver training, dress code and signage for private hire vehicles. If you're a taxi or private hire customer, we'd love to hear your views. You can fill in our survey at website eastleigh.gov.uk/licensing policy survey.
Concern over GP surgery mergers. Councillors have expressed concern over plans for two separate mergers of NHS GP surgeries and have formally objected to plans to cease weekday bookable GP appointments at the Lowford Centre in Burslesdon. Proposals to bring together the Hamble, Blackthorne and Burslesdon surgeries and plans to merge St Luke's in Hedge End and Botley GP practices within the Living Well partnership were the subject of a report to the Council's Cabinet. It highlights a number of issues, including how accessible GP services are to patients, the increasing number of consultations carried out remotely, and how patients without ready access to transport may find it difficult to travel further for face-to-face appointments. The Living Well Partnership surgeries include several that are some distance away in Southampton. The Council's Cabinet Member for Health, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "We are worried that these proposals will fail to put the interests of some of the borough's most vulnerable patients first. This risks them not seeking health advice and treatment at the right time and missing opportunities for prevention, which could lead to worse health outcomes and more cost for the NHS." Eastleigh Borough Council receives living wage employer accreditation. The Council has underlined its commitment to its current staff and to future employees by achieving accreditation as a living wage employer. Although we already pay at least the nationally recognised living wage to employees, becoming accredited and being able to demonstrate this as a part of our employer branding provides further reassurance to job applicants that we prioritise employee well-being. By paying living wage, we aim to promote sustainable and ethical business in our community. Becoming accredited also means that we encourage the living wage commitment among our suppliers. The living wage commitment guarantees a minimum hourly wage of £9.50 in the UK or £10.85 in London. Both rates are significantly higher than the government minimum for over 23s, which currently stands at £8.91 per hour. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "At Eastleigh Borough Council, our employees are by far our most valuable asset. It's important that this is reflected in the way we reward our staff and that we're able to demonstrate our commitment to paying at least the nationally recognised living wage by winning this accreditation. It will prove useful in future staff recruitment and retention." Further information can be found at website eastleigh.gov.uk/jobs.
Flooding help and advice. Recent extreme rainfall in parts of our borough has understandably been a cause for concern for some of our residents, as it has for residents across the country as these extreme weather conditions become more frequent. The Council continues to take action to ensure that Hampshire County Council and the Environment Agency have both the information and support they need to ensure that they can work together to help address the issues and take preventative measures in the future. Lots of information can be found on our website, but in summary, if flooding is a result of a drainage issue, for residents or businesses, contact Hampshire County Council. Watercourse, i.e. a stream or river, contact the Environment Agency. Or a burst or leaking water main, contact Southern Water. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/flooding. Keeping the electoral register up to date. During August, your household should have received a form from the Borough Council showing the names of residents who are currently registered to vote at your property. Please check this information to ensure the details are correct. If the information needs to be updated, please visit website householdresponse.com/Eastleigh. The information is used to confirm who at your address is eligible to vote. This information can also be used when applying for credit, such as a mortgage or personal loan. Not being registered can risk you being refused credit. Please help us by responding as soon as you can to prevent reminders being sent and avoid the need for additional contact with you. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/annual canvas. Farewell, Jean. Jean Roberts-Jones, Chief Executive of One Community, the charity that supports the voluntary and community sector across the borough, is retiring. The organisation, which celebrated its 40th anniversary in 2018, started life as the Eastleigh Council of Community Services in 1978. Since then, it has grown to provide a range of care, transport and information services aimed at improving the quality of life for local communities. The new Chief Executive, Deborah Clothier, took up the post last month.
News Roundup. Public art at Stoneham. We previously completed a consultation on the public artwork for the neighbourhood square at North Stoneham, the Here There Clock by Michael Pinsky, which will use real-time data to track bus arrivals in and around the area. Whilst we prepare the planning application for this installation, we will also commence the second public art project for the development to be located in the parkland. As part of the process, there will be the opportunity for local residents to meet the artist and take part in some activities to help influence the artwork. Free space consultation. Community engagement took place over the summer for the refurbishment or replacement of the free space skate and BMX park through surveys to find out what visitors to the park wanted. We were consulting at the Park Sports Skate Jam events to make sure we reached the right people, with an online survey that we shared via social media to ensure a wide variety of people were able to have their say. We also talked to a core group of community representatives, including regular users of the skate parks in the borough. Together, we will use the outcomes of the summer survey to shape the brief for the delivery of the project later in the year. Lawn Road. A new phase of work on the Lawn Road play area is now complete and features palm trees, carefully selected bamboo cultivars, along with a range of colourful, exotic and interesting plants. As it matures, the planting will create a more interesting and stimulating setting for children and a more attractive environment for families to spend time in. Existing equipment in the younger children's area has been cleaned and refurbished, and all rubber surfaces have been repaired and jet washed. The older children's play area will be installed in September, and the park will feature a new slide, wobbly bridge, and a bespoke climbing tower.
Housing and development. YMCA Eastleigh, at the heart of North Stoneham. Since opening in May, the new community centre, run by the YMCA, is fast becoming an important part of the local community, with a range of weekly groups and activities for adults and children to enjoy and a popular cafe. With its flexible sports hall and dedicated space for young people, meeting rooms and health facilities, the centre provides a range of activities including adult dance classes, parent and toddler classes, children dance classes, yoga, art project, cubs and beavers. The centre also offers high-quality nursery care, allowing children to explore, discover and develop in a fantastic light and airy space, together with the chance to be active and explore the large nursery garden. For further details of the nursery, classes, activities or to hire spaces in the centre, visit website ymca-f.org/Eastleigh. Eastleigh Borough Local Plan and Tree SPD. We received over 50 responses to the recent consultation on changes to the local plan. These responses will be reviewed by the council and then sent to the local plan inspector to decide if any more public hearings are necessary. The inspector will then write her final report on the plan and set out any further changes required. We also recently consulted on the draft Trees and Development Supplementary Planning document and received around 20 responses. We are reviewing the comments to consider what changes are required before this guidance can be finalised.
News Roundup. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Community Development Officer. Developers' contributions from the Pembers Hill Farm Housing Scheme are funding the recruitment of a community development officer. They will be based at the Fair Oak and Horton Heath Parish Office, working in partnership with the Parish Council. Details for the vacancy, which will be a 4-year fixed-term post, will be posted on their website. Fair Oak Community Library. Fair Oak Community Library volunteers opened the library building to residents on Monday, the 26th of July. Funds for improvements of the building came from the Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee, shortened to BIFOHHLAC, and the developer as part of the community benefits. New play area at Pembers Hill Drive. An exciting new natural play facility is open at Pembers Hill Drive, Fair Oak. Installed by Vita Play Limited, the design was chosen by residents following a community vote. Quab Lee Woods. As part of the negotiations between developers of Allington Lane and the council, Quab Lee Woods, a small countryside site, is transferring to the Borough Council. The BIFOHHLAC, working in partnership with the council's countryside team, will rejuvenate this natural habitat, creating walking and access routes for residents. Memorial Hall, Bishopstoke Players. The Memorial Hall in Bishopstoke has had to close for safety reasons. A fantastic new hall is planned, but it is some time off. In the meantime, the Bishopstoke Players, the local amateur drama group, are performing One Man, Two Governors by Richard Bean from the 30th of September to the 2nd of October at Thorndon School. Please don't block the pavements with cars and hedges. The BIFOHHLAC, in partnership with both Bishopstoke and Fair Oak and Horton Heath Parish Councils, are reminding people to cut the hedge back to their boundary and to not park across pavements. This has led to wheelchair users and people with buggies struggling to use the pavement safely, often having to go into the road.
One Horton Heath latest update. Open doors at the Roots Skills Centre. The One Horton Heath team have been busy over the summer helping out at the new Roots Skills Centre. The team undertook a day's volunteering to help get the outside of the classrooms all painted up and the site area cleared, ready for the new intake of students starting in September. The centre received £450 worth of paint and equipment for the day from Mildren Construction. Mildren's operations manager, Nick Gray, said, "The Roots Skills Centre is a great project to have on the edge of the One Horton Heath site. Mildren are always keen to support initiatives that encourage learning and career progression into our industry." The team's second visit was a Forest School Day session, led by the centre's manager, Steve Edmonds. The day introduced young children to den building, forestry skills and outdoor learning. This was a great opportunity for Steve to pilot the Forest School Day for members and for the team to learn more about the different initiatives that Steve will run from the site. One Horton Heath Skills and Employment Manager, Leah Hampton, who helped arrange the volunteering days, commented, "Both days are very much what the One Horton Heath project is about, creating added value for the local community. whether that be through supply chain funding or giving time to support skills learning or volunteering to help get this new exciting project delivering a broader range of outdoor learning opportunities. Being so close to the council's tree nursery means there are lots of opportunities for young people to engage with immersive learning from local professionals passionate about their industry. If you are interested in learning more, please contact Leah Hampton from One Horton Heath on email leah.hampton@eastleigh.gov.uk. Can we support your community project? One Horton Heath is welcoming interest from community representatives or groups who are involved in running community or educational-led activities or groups who require outdoor space. Visit website onehortonheath.co.uk to get in touch. To find out more and keep up to date on the development, visit website onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Your community. Community grants. Community grants of up to £1,000 are being distributed to non-profit making groups whose aims reflect our priorities of promoting health, prosperity, the environment, and community development and involvement. They focus on groups that do more for less, for example, projects that help the community to save money or make their money go further. Grants can be used to purchase equipment or materials, contribute towards running costs, fund specific projects, or development of the organisation. For more information, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/community-grants. Eastleigh's Local Heroes. To help celebrate our amazing local heroes, we've created a touching video tribute that our arts and culture team worked with local artists to put together. Poetry collective Ghost River were commissioned to write a poem based on the nominees, which was then recorded by performer Anna Carr and animated by Corinne Pollock. To make it extra special, we also included additional voices from members of the Eastleigh community, including some of those who nominated someone to be a hero. To watch the local hero poem video, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/local-heroes.
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LAC, are made up from elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications, traffic management, and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 7pm on the 24th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIF-OHH or contact andrew.thompson, that's THOMPSON, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 8357. Burselden, Hamble the Rice and Hound, 6pm on the 2nd of December. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean, which is M-C-C-L-E-A-N, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury, 7pm on the 10th of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CF, as in Foxtrot, H, or contact ross.mclean@eastleigh.gov.uk, or again, 023 8068 3367. Eastleigh, 7 p.m. on the 16th of November. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddoch, R-I-D-D-O-C-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 8068 3369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. on the 1st of November. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact kitty.budden, that's B-U-D-D-E-N, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Our contact details. Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, S-O-5-0-9-Y-N. And the telephone number is 023-8068-8000. Facebook and Twitter at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News. That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Susie, our engineer, Sharon.
Goodbye.
And me, Jenny. Bye-bye.